information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, hello, and hey, hey, and welcome to this week's Quiddicast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you on the 50th episode of the Quiddicast. 50 episodes in. 50, 5-0. Wow, it's like a golden jubilee, whatever it is. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever it is. The name is Larry, and it's been an exciting rollercoaster of a journey. You know, all sorts of things have happened. What I'm going to do in this first section of the Quiddicast is I'm just going to play some of the greatest moments that we've had and some of the weirdest moments we've had. And yeah, and see where we can take that. And the end of this segment, I'm also going to play a couple of messages that were sent in from a couple of friends of mine. And yeah, congratulatory messages. And I want to say right from the beginning, thank you to everybody who's been part of the journey. The artists have provided the music. Everybody's provided topics. And you people for just listening. Yeah, I love you guys so much. I really appreciate it. It's Larry's The Quiddicast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first of... Well, I don't know how many podcasts it's going to run for, but it's a new interesting thing that I'm trying to do. I've always wanted to do podcasts and, you know, trying to have a different level of conversation with people out there. A lot of people know me as the sort of person that writes text, a lot of text, and 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 it's that farcical video that featured the wife of Prophet Hubert Angel. What's her name? Beverly. Yeah, she got on a plane, flew a couple of thousand miles away, and she landed in some country and dressed up quite nicely, stood up in front of people speaking in the English language, all dressed up, saying, "I'm from Zimbabwe," and said that her church had resurrected 24 people within the space of a year. Resurrected 24 people within the space, of a year. As if that was not farcical enough, right? Then she says her church had performed a miracle, a bunch of miracles, in which dark people had become light complexion.
Now, work with me here. I'm not saying that kids should be having sex. No, I'm saying that we're raising kids in a world in which we keep telling them that being sexual is the ultimate. We come up with all sorts of lists, like the sexiest man alive, the sexiest is doing this. We make sure that our artists, I mean, like, look at it this way, pornographic materials all over. And when I say pornographic, I'm not talking about the videos, I'm talking about the music that we get our little kids listening to, especially.
I've been caught up with a lot of things, and chief among those is I sadly lost my mother about a week ago from now. Oh, it's actually almost 2 weeks now. Yeah.
Hi, this is Cynthia Murray, and you're listening to the Quiddicast. Keep it locked right here.
As far as the culture around that, I don't know if you're allowed as the woman to pay the lobola back, but when you think of it, if you're in an abusive relationship, can you go to the family of the guy you got married to and decide, "I'm done. Here's the money. Go away." Most of you know him as MC Cheetah. Was involved in an accident and on Sunday morning, in which his car overturned and ran over two Jehovah's Witness women, and they died on the spot. This is so a rest in peace, I'll say, to Mrs. Rhoda Wanaisa as well as Mrs. Yep. Marita Mangazi. Now, in reality, it's a conflicting topic. It divides opinion across. Of course, most men are like, "Yay, let's do small houses. Oh, let's do it." Because really, let's face it, they're winning, right? Because yeah, you're the one who's married and you're getting an extra woman. Except that, you know, you can't really introduce it to a lot of people because, hey, it's frowned upon. Society looks at it and says, no.
Play in today's best music. Play in today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Yo, yo, yo. Shout out to Quiddicast. 50th episode. Still doing his thizzle. He's into the music now. So congratulations, yo. 50th episode. Check it out. Tazuda Cash Records. This is Stunner.
delivery from Egypt. And that's his promise. Removed from misery's checklist. Now check this. Only joy that I profit. He repaired what was damaged. And the madness vanished. Yo, love, ever so flawless. On my knees every day I pay homage. In the spirit every minute I inherit the kingdom. Refrain from wicked opinion. I'm redeemed, I'm no longer a victim. I believe in you gave me dominion. Stomping on the serpent's head. When your servant led, I gained life instead. I'm stomping on the serpent's head. When your servant led, I gained life instead.
Yeah, that is music from a man who has just found deliverance. The name is Take Fizzo. The track is called My Redeemer. Now, for those who don't know, Take Fizzo is a man who was behind those monster tracks by, what's his name, 10 Diamond, Junior Brown, My Drinks, and Happy, and that sort of thing. And yeah, he recently just became a born-again Christian. So yeah, as long as he's happy, that's the thing. There's a track that he's just released this past week. The track is called My Redeemer. The name is Larry. You're listening to The Criticast. Now, catching up on the news that took place this week, the first thing I'm going to talk about, remember last week I talked a bit about, quite lengthy, about the junior doctor strike. Yeah, that is still on. It's still a thing. What's now happened is that the senior doctors have decided to join in on the strike. So now, remember I had said senior doctors have been covering for junior doctors following the strike and that sort of thing. Senior doctors have now joined in on the strike. So yeah, it's about to get intense. Earlier on this week, the junior doctors' representatives had said that there had been progress in talks in as far as trying to settle this matter, but it doesn't seem as if the talks are moving fast enough. So we're hoping that something's going to happen. And, you know, there's someone, Sir Nigel, he's on Twitter. He said today, is my guru was admitted into hospital just on the day that now, you know, junior doctors and senior doctors are all on strike. So, yeah, it's a bit worrying. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Also happening this week, the EU decided to lift economic sanctions on Zimbabwe. Now, if you remember, they call them restrictive measures. And, yeah, that's what they decided to call them. They were implemented as sanctions. That's actually a fact, you know. Yeah. So they decided that they want to normalize their relations with Zimbabwe. So, yeah, that's a thing that's actually happened this week. Berita Khumalo, you know, the girls in South Africa, released a new song this past week. Yeah, pretty cool song. It's called, Sugundi Klesha. I watched her at Hala. A couple of months ago, when she came and performed in Harare at one of these acoustic nights. That's got loads of acoustic nights in Zimbabwe. Anyway, she came and performed, and she was pretty awesome in that song. Loved the song. So it's out now. And the album that she's going to be bringing out is called, it's a sophomore album that she's bringing out. It's just a Songs of Revolution or Songs of Empowerment. Yeah, that's what they're called. Yeah. Anyway, also happening this week, you know, Butterfly has been put up for eviction. Ooh, yeah, that's sad. She was actually had immunity, but the head of house, Idris, decided to put her up for eviction. Yeah, I don't know. Jonathan Biriambeka, who is like a guy from Herald, is on the Herald Entertainment people, say that, you know, the way Butterfly is probably going to get out, she had to bow. I'm hoping that this is not his prophecy coming to fulfillment, so yeah. Vote for her, bigbrother.com/vote, or whatever, find the platforms. We hope she makes it. She's a sweet girl, yeah. Also happening this week, people got pissed off over WhatsApp deciding to add blue ticks to show that somebody had read your message. Yeah, remember before they used to have grey ticks, that used to, double ticks, that used to show that somebody, that the message has been delivered. But you never really knew whether somebody had read it. So they could just tell you that, yeah, the message arrived, but, oh, I didn't read your message. Now WhatsApp is snitching on you. As Junior Brown said, WhatsApp, you're a snitcher. Yeah, ridiculous. And also, what else happened this week? The big chill was on. Yeah, Kaya DeFera put on a good big chill. So it's like, looks like something that's going to be entertainment calendar for a while. Big Chill Africa. Apparently is going to take this thing all over Africa. That's what the head woman of Kaya DeFera, what's her name, Fungai Jirawa, Kush, as they call her, say this is going to happen. So big chill. Yeah, that was a big chill. It was fun. We were there. It was exciting. I was there. And also, finally, what else has happened this past week? Bev got into trouble because she didn't pitch up somewhere. You know, she was hired for a show and she just decided not to pitch up. Now, a manager said there were circumstances beyond their control and they were going to reimburse the money because she was paid up front. But the thing that made it weird for me is that for the second time in like 2 months, Bev has stood the same people up. Like, you got to learn the lesson at some point. She didn't pitch up last time. Don't give her money in advance. Just don't do that. You know, you called me shame the first time, shame on me, on you. But the second time is shame on me. So, yeah, it's just so weird. Yeah. It's just weird. Why would you do that, though? I don't know. This world is weird. Absolutely weird.
Crank it up. And piss off the whole damn neighborhood.
Wana Sara, Karai 4-4. I'm a Sati Mambo on a Mando Yakadai. So, all sorts of things been running through my mind. I think, Janeta Mandi, now I'm slamming the door. I'm looking at y'all, like, yeah, you really need to pay me attention. The question is, who is the greatest? Rapper under 26, maybe it's him or him. Munoto Kuvarandiri Sazita wa Eminem. Ha, Vane Change, Pai Langwe. Hanti Shaki say you go sing as Zivi Kanwe, but I gave you all these bars. I'm a good kane and I know kuti paradio. I'm only wanted that much, yo. Maybe when I do these jingles, label on my case, they're saying they need a single, but I'm tryna be a star. Yeah, you know, twinkle, twinkle, nichipokura hapa, kuziitira chifinu. That's what I'm a dara, ari kuneteka samare. They feeling the pressure we applying, yeah, yeah. So the albums keep getting pushed to next year. And you wonder why, komuri kuchike. Hanzi shaki waku simba ko uri kujge. Uri pa WhatsApp pangu sha uri kudai. My songs amuno tumira boy muruku imbeiko.
Yeah, that's the music of Sharky, a guy who's really doing well in the hip-hop industry. A Chitungwiza, well, born, I don't think he's based in Chitungwiza right now, but a Chitungwiza MC by the name of Sharky. The track is called Manga Mati. The name is Larry, it's the Quericast. On the other side of this new feature I have from DJ C-Mac playing the top 5 songs from Zimbabwe that you should be listening to, I'm going to talk about, in the relationships segment, what do you do about that ex who just won't go away? Yeah, what do you do?
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Maria.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ, is this upon the turntables.
Hey Larry, this is just a small note to say congratulations on attaining 50 Quericasts. I must say I'm one of the people who's listened to more than 90% of the Quericast, and I always look forward to each and every episode. It's been great, and I love listening to everything that you have in store for us. And I hope that the future holds even brighter things for you. So, here's to you, Larry.
Yeah, the name is Larry, it's the Quericast. And we're in the third and final segment of the Quericast where I talk about the relationship issues. So now, imagine you got this ex, this person you dated, and it was fun. You know, he had your thing, yeah, whatever. And then when you break up, right, they decide to make it a thing. Like, you know, you break up and you think you're done with them and they just won't stop nagging you. They're trying to get back into your life or they send you messages. Like, for example, I'll tell you, when somebody becomes an ex, I tend not to want to talk to them ever again. Not because they're horrible people, but because, you know, it's just, what do we have to talk about? Chasing. And sometimes then people start getting the wrong message. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about that ex who just is now pretending everything is still the same and sending you lovey-dovey messages and that sort of thing. And they just don't get the message. So what do you do? Well, first and foremost, what you need to do first and foremost is try to have a conversation with them. That's the first thing. Before you escalate anything, just have a normal conversation with them. Talk to them and find out what's really going on. I'm not talking about, you know, trying to help them. Just, you're trying to find peace for yourself. You also have to look at the history of the breakup. Was it a good breakup? When I say good breakup, I'm saying as good as it can be. So nobody's still trying to stab the other person. Was it a clear-cut breakup? Was it communicated properly that this relationship was over and that there was no hope for it? Because sometimes we break up in such a way that we say to someone, I need a break. And they think, oh, you know, it's not that serious. So I can still, you know, weevil my way in and see if I can become part of the situation or whatever. So, you know, you need to be clear that this relationship has got no future. Now, if they don't get that, you know, try and get the communication through in different ways. Another way is that just don't ever include them in anything that has to do with your life. So that means whatever circle of influence that you have, or whatever it is, or if you have friends in common and so forth, whatever it is, just don't include them. Just make sure they're not included. If you have to go out of your way to make sure that they don't carry on with you, then do it. And if they're friends you have in common that may be encouraging this person to keep talking to you, maybe what you want to do is have conversations with those people and say you don't really appreciate what they're doing. And if that doesn't work, then you need to cut off those friendships as well, because it's your safety, eh? And if that doesn't work, you know, then call the cops. It works. Restraining orders. You know, just have the cops say, you know, this person is being a bit of a hazard and that sort of thing. And also keep, one thing that I'll give advice to people, keep a record of all the sort of messages that they send to you. Because sometimes it could be messages that cause harassment. Because when you take it to the cops, there has to be evidence that this person is being a nuisance. So there's things like criminal nuisance and that sort of thing that get taken into context. But you need to have the evidence. So if they've been messaging you and you haven't been responding, then you've got to have that evidence you take to the police. And you'll be able to use it for whatever purposes. And also, this is important. If they start endangering your life, then you need to make that decision real quick. Don't be like, they'll never carry it out. No, just be clear about the breakup. So, yeah, that's what you got to do to make sure that the situation doesn't escalate. Anyway, the name is Larry. It's been an absolute pleasure being here on the 50th episode of the Criticast. And what I didn't say before I give you the details, I want to thank you once again for being part of this journey. We're taking this forward. And I hope you're with me for the next 50 episodes. Let's make this a thing. Let's have conversations about Zimbabwe and in their different contexts and so forth. Let's be about this life. Yeah. We love this country and we all want to be part of the conversation. Don't worry about who's saying what and who isn't saying what. And before I go, I want to say, you know, fight for the issues. Have conversations about the difficult things and have an opinion. It's important to have an opinion. And please share your opinions with me via my email address, info@larrycreditia.com. And also, you could get in touch with me via WhatsApp, via my website, www.larrycreditia.com. Or via WhatsApp, the address is, number is +263 776 595 560. Or you could follow me on Twitter. The Twitter handle is @creditia. And with that, I say thank you very much. And I leave you listening to the music of Black Carrie all the way from out of town. It's a Kaduma Kweke, one of those. And the track is called Do It. Shout out to you. The name is Larry. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
Yo, don't the beat sound like Cali? Rolling down a deal, bumping Machiavelli windows down on a rental shotgun. Freestyle, screaming, recite till I die. I repeat Machiavelli. It's only right that I kick it like wasabi. Do with me again, it's a new EP. Wishes came with reality. Now I'm on to the next one. Press play, still a beat. Turn the funk, grab a drink, yo, let's celebrate. I'm in the mood, feeling good, it's a great sight. Like Lloyd Banks, pop a smile in the video. Let me keep it jumping now, 400 degrees, go. Let me back tat it up now. Do the Mary J. Bop. Boy, don't be shy when I'm pushing up against ya. I think I feel a bone coming up on ya.
If you don't like him, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, baby, you wanna go out?